afternoon, everybody. It is Thursday afternoon, and it is now time for Inside the Eye Live Prime Time.
Hey, Fetch. Hey, Fetch.
Quiet, quiet. Go ahead. She's asking a question. Don't be rude. Don't be rude.
Hey, Fetch, did that woman really say you have garnets of steel and a mind like a freaking laser?
Mary, you can't be asking questions like that. This is Inside the Eye Live Prime Time.
Why not? Aren't we broadcasting from the Middle East?
Well, yeah, but we might be seen as being politically incorrect.
You know, the problem is everybody dumps people when there's a sign of political incorrectness.
Etan, you're always politically correct.
Heck, thanks. Does that mean we can talk about dumping the Israelis tomorrow?
Oh, I'm sure you will probably say quite a bit more than that. And now coming to you live from somewhere in the Middle East, this is Inside the Eye Live Prime Time with your host, The Fetch.
All right. Thank you very much for that, Mary. From Riyadh, the capital of Saudi Arabia, this is indeed The Fetch, and you are listening to Inside the Eye Live Prime Time. Today's date is Thursday, June the 3rd, 2021, and a good Thursday afternoon to early evening. All of you listening in the United States and Canada, and a good late evening to early Friday morning to all of you listening in European and Asian time zones, and of course, wherever you are listening out there on the World Wide Web or FM and micro FM broadcasting outlets, may all be well with you and yours. Quite a hot day here in Riyadh, and quite still, to be honest with you. It was like 111 degrees today. That was our peak. Obviously, sunny skies for the most, no, it was sunny skies, very little breeze. It was just hot. I like it. I'm not adverse to hot. I just don't like humidity. So it was okay. You went out, it was hot. It was just like in a sauna, man. Car was hot. Hard to drive your car, you know, with that sun beating down on your steering wheel. But nonetheless, it was a hot day today. Still, it's warm now. It's 89 degrees. It's just after 1 o'clock in the morning. And we're going to be going down to still quite a warm 85 degrees. So it's not going to get very cool tonight. And, we're basically in summer norm now. So here in Saudi, if it gets really, really hot, a heat wave would be around 118, 119. Normal temperatures are between 111, 110, 111, 115 would be kind of on the hotter side. And then once you get up above 118, 119, that's considered a heat wave. And then it's really hot once you're up above 120, 122. And once you get to 122 here in Saudi Arabia, they actually shut down the country, at least the areas where it's that hot. And they do that for safety reasons. That is the halfway point to boiling water. We are in a situation now where if you are an outdoor worker, you are having to work double shifts. I would hate to do that, to be honest. So you come in early, you work whatever, you finish right around the noon prayer time, which is around, I think, 12:15, 12:20, something like that. You go home, you come back at 4:30 or 5:30, and then you work into the evening. So if you're a construction worker or working on, you know, road work type of worker, which is still, I guess, construction, but if you're outdoors, you're actually not allowed to work between the hours of 1 to 4. Or 1 to 5, something like that. I think it's 1 to 5. You're just actually not allowed to work simply because of the heat, but you know, the heat exhaustion, people collapsing, things like that. So they just kind of said, no, let's stop having people work at that time. So it's been quite, quite hot here. And of course, it's been quite, quite hot for people out there in the COVID RICO criminal conspiracy, as you can imagine, with some new emails coming out this week under a Freedom of Information filing with Dr. Tony Fauci, which this guy is, we've always known, is and has always been known to be a fraud, going all the way back to his handling of the AIDS issue back in the early 1980s. He was basically accused of people back then of killing a lot of people, and certainly he's been involved with killing a lot of people with this COVID issue equally. But to start the show, first of all, I tried to find some information, and surprisingly, nothing came up. And it just shows you how bad search engines have really gotten. But from what I understand, I can't find anything, but from what I understand, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who, as you probably know, is the prime minister, or now I hear former prime minister, of that shitty little colony called Israel. You know, it's not a nation, guys. You do not have a nation unless you have borders and you have a constitution, of which the shitty little colony of Israel has neither. So you really can't call it a nation and be ethical and honest. It's got the trappings of state, but it's just a crappy little place with a lot of crappy little people. And they've elected some more crappy leadership, apparently. And it doesn't matter, quite frankly, what is what. You know, Israel's an interesting country, if you want to call it a country. It's really a colony, almost like Adolf Hitler talked about, of thieves and criminals and shysters and swindlers and all of that kind of stuff. It's not a place where you will find civilized people. You know, you might find, honestly, to be, let's have some integrity here. You might find about 30% of the population is moderately civilized, moderately sane. Here's the problem with, and all of you know this, if you have to deal with anybody Jewish, anybody black nowadays, anybody a person of color, essentially, you live in an eggshell world of political correctness. If you were to be surrounded by a bunch of Jews, right, and you dare touch any rail, my goodness, like the Holy Host or some other thing, you know, you're just not allowed to be yourself. You know, you are not allowed to be a real free-speaking, rational person around the Jewish people. And that's not us. It's because we don't want to have to deal with this temperament that Jews will bring to the table of a bunch of crybaby, five-year-old losers that, quite frankly, were, you know, who wants to deal with that? It's like, let me go to the store. Let me find the most insanely misbehaved five-year-old toddler we can get. And when he asks for some candy, we're going to deny it so the toddler can scream and yell and just make a huge scene in the supermarket. And, well, now you know what it's like to deal with a bunch of Jews. It's basically the same thing. These people are not mature. They're not adult. And they've elected, apparently, a new leadership. And I just, seriously, I was looking for simple stories on it, and there's just nothing there. But New York Times, that's 4 days ago. It's like, man, what's wrong with these search engines? It's like they're terrible. So anyways, maybe we'll cover more of that on Saturday's show once we get in, obviously having been here a long time. But you know, I was dealing with some Jewish people, if you want to call them people, some Jewish toddlers. I was dealing with a bunch of toddlers, okay, the other day on Gab, and you can follow me at Gab, at Radio ITEL on Gab. The Gab's been going okay for me lately. Added a reasonable amount of people following the account now, so that's kind of cool considering I'm not really a big original poster. I kind of like repost a lot of stuff on Gab that I find of interest. And also you can find me on Minds at Radio ITEL. And I hear Facebook, my Facebook page is actually quite a lot, but I don't use it much for politics anymore, and that's Fetcho, just Dennis Fetcho, just call, find me there. So those are the places you can reach me on social media. I also have Radio ITEL on Gab, or not Gab, on BitChute, but nothing's been uploaded there for years. I'm just not a big social media guy. I'm really busy, you know, alhamdulillah, as they say in Arabic, but I'm just very busy. Thank God, knock on wood, whatever the case may be. Just very busy. It's really difficult, but we do show up every two times a week to do the shows, and that's at least something. And what's really interesting about doing these shows is we're way ahead of the curve typically. Now, not just me. Lots of people are ahead of the curve, and I'm just one of those voices, but Revolution Radio is one of the bigger patriot radio stations out there. I know this show is certainly, if not the number one show, certainly one of the top. So it still has a reasonable amount of reach and influence vis-a-vis the studio. And of course, it is listener-sponsored and supported. And of course, we do ask that you support the network. You can always see that information at freedomslips.com and revolution.radio. But the main point here I want to raise is that, you know, things that we talk about here are generally, you know, weeks, months ahead of the curve. We try to do our best to bring you some information that looks verifiable, that's not mainstream. Of course, what we were talking about last year was the criminal nature of this COVID-19 scam and the fact that this was bioengineered. We were talking about the fact that both Australia and India had done their analysis that this virus or whatever it's called, this bioweapon, what looked like it was engineered. Now, this week, we have had an absolute, I guess, bombshell drop with the Freedom of Information filing on Tony Fauci with the release of some 3,200 emails, which essentially shows that this entire plandemic was just that, a plandemic. But I want to put this in relation to Donald Trump. Really, I want to put it in relation to Donald Trump. Because, obviously, Trump is still a key figure in America and the world moving forward. When we look at what's happening in the states, you know, we have all these audits. We have a big audit going on in Arizona. Now Pennsylvania is talking about it, Georgia, New Hampshire. We've had others, and I'm not sure who said it, but we're going to repeat it here because I'm saying it also. We need to really double down as people in the United States, and here's why. Elections result in layers upon layers of domination and control by the political class. So when I look at a particular judge, for instance, that judge exhibits control over certain aspects of our lives. And if he has gotten into that position through fraud, through the same type of Dominion voting machine fraud that we now know happened on a massive level in the 2020 election, then we are forcing or being looking, we're looking at somebody that basically is there illegitimately. And to me, if you rig any type of election, if you do anything to upend the will of the people in a republic where we know, or we can certainly know with the technology we have, literally everything about that vote, we can know, absolutely. Look, if you go buy a lottery ticket in some grocery store somewhere and somebody else buys a lottery ticket in another grocery store and all of a sudden you have four lottery ticket winners in something. Well, guess what? You know, the lottery people, they know where those tickets were bought. If it was done by credit card, certainly who bought it. They know the time of day it was bought. They know everything down to the second it left the door, basically. Now, if they can do that, why can't we do a simple election? Then you have the idea of just qualifying these elections. Simple things like voter ID. You know, the Europeans right now are trying to roll out their COVID passports. All of, and the IATA, International Air Transport Association, they're talking about we need trusted travel passes and things of that nature. But all of this stuff is just part of the extended agenda of the COVID-19 scam, which tells you that all of these people pushing these ideas, they're but arms of the very core of the group behind the COVID-19 criminal venture here. All these European, everybody pushing a COVID-19 or a vaccine passport, anybody involved in this is part of the larger conspiracy that was and is this COVID-19 scam against America and the world. But again, I want to put it in relation to Trump. In my opinion, Trump has, and the COVID-19 scam, crime, really, it's a massive crime. This is his big Achilles heel. It's where he got punked. It's where he got played. And he never quite understood the game, I think. And here's how I look at it. We knew back in December, January, it's hard to prove because, again, it's hard to get information, but we knew that what was evolving across the world was part of an organized plan. We had so many things come out from Agenda 201 with Bill Gates in October, to the fact that the PCR test was out there, to the fact that they shipped the PCR test even before the first viruses. I mean, they started shipping the PCR test, I think, in 2018, 2019, the PCR. Some of the patents on some of this stuff was issued 2015, 2016. A lot of websites that became part of, and I don't have the names of them, but some of the websites even that became part, like, I don't know, but something to do with vaccines or lockdowns or something to do with the pushing the agenda. They were actually registered in 2015, 2016. So, and usually to some same nondescript, I think in New York or something like that. But that information's out there. I mean, so we know going all the way back, probably 2009, you had the gain of function, 2013, 2014, Obama shutting everything down, them outsourcing everything then to Wuhan. Guys, we've known this was in the making. But the problem is that we don't have any instruments of state. What do we have as instruments of state? You have the FBI. The FBI is essentially a corrupt organization. Their job is internal intelligence. Where were they? Obviously, they're just part of a cover-up. You had the CIA. Where are they? They're part of international intelligence. It is their job to find out these types of things. Why weren't they in? Where were they? The State Department to monitor and to analyze and to push American interests in foreign nations. Where were they in China and elsewhere? In other words, the umbrella of instruments of state of the United States failed the American people. And I know we've said that in the past, but it's failed the American people. None of them work for the American people. The CDC doesn't work. The FDA doesn't work. FBI, the courts, no instrument of state in America is actually working for and on behalf of the American people. So we are looking at a situation where we need to understand this, that it's a serious issue, that essentially any health person, well, we'll leave that for now. I'll skip that. But right now, guys, the point here is that at least in the States, and I know most of you are listening are from the United States, the 2020 election is critical. In other words, now we understand the game. It's as clear as day. It is absolutely critical to take over and start to govern ourselves, period. And you may say it doesn't. No, it does matter, because what you have now is because you didn't do anything. Go in, take over the school boards. They're the easiest to pick off. All right? Then we have to go after judges. And what I'm saying now is this. 2020 is a year where we need absolute clarity. And we got absolute clarity after 2020. We now understand that when people would say voting doesn't matter, they were saying the truth. Voting never mattered because the entire system was rigged. And it doesn't need to be that way. It really doesn't need to be that way. But it is. And it's been rigged for who knows, 20, 30, 40, 50, 70 years. So at the end of 2020, now that we know how the game is played, that the political class are nothing but a bunch of criminal, treasonous scumbags, we should do a literal, just do it. They want to spend $6 trillion on nothing, basically. All right, let's just do a 100% forensic audit of the entire national voting grid. I'm talking about local levels. I'm talking about county levels. I'm talking about statewide levels. I'm talking about judges. I'm talking about sheriffs. Every single aspect of the electoral system in the United States, we should do a 100% audit of the entire nation. And if we find anywhere that anybody has taken a position through fraud, any of their appointments should be immediately terminated, and we should redo the whole damn thing with total, absolute, iron grip focus on control of what is happening. Because what we need is control. And as you've learned here, there's two ways that you can control it. Through fraud or through ethical means. And if you can win it through the ethical means, you don't let it go, and then you go ruthless. You go scorched earth on the criminals, on the communists, on the communitarians, on everybody out there that has nothing to give us but a bunch of bullshit from their political perches up there. And it's not necessary. Critical race theory. Yeah, we're all supposed to hate ourselves because we're white. What type of stupid thing? Who came up with that? Oh, yeah, a bunch of people wearing yarmulkes, right? A bunch of Jews getting their people of color out there to go push this crap. And then somehow those of us of European white descent are supposed to sit by idle while all of this happens. And then they want to say, oh, you're an anti-Semite. You know what? Fine. I don't give a damn. I don't care. Because I am tired of being underprivileged. I got to support everything. I got to listen to a bunch of inferior nutcases. Then telling me how to live my life and how I'm supposed to live. Because that's what it's like in the States. That's what it's like in Canada. That's what it's like in the UK and elsewhere. We have a bunch of inferior, idiotic, stupid morons who have gained control of government. And they're only there because of fraud. Electoral fraud, and in the case of the United States, treason. You have to ask yourself, is it time to bring back the nooses? Is it time for capital punishment? Is it time to bring back the firing squads? Does it need to always have to send them out to Guantanamo or some of our other secret little military bases to put these people away? But folks, that's what's needed. They want to purge everything about white America, European America, Western civilization. That is a declaration of war. Plain and simple. A declaration of war. So why should you not equally rise up to the challenge? Take them at their word, and you take them out just as much as they want to take you out. Why should any Jew have any money in America? Think about it. Why should any Jew in America have any money in America when they are pushing an agenda that is bringing in tens of millions who knows what from the southern border? And all of it is designed to basically steal your franchise, your way of life, in fact, your entire nation. And who's funding it? Whether you like it or not, it is the Jewish people that are funding the destruction of the United States. And whether you like it or not, the enemies of America are those who support Israel and those who believe that Jews are the chosen people. We are that point in history now where the enemy is clear. The enemy is not shy in calling everybody a white nationalist. The enemy is not shy about it calling their enemy white supremacists. They're not shy about calling any of their enemies anti-Semites. They're not shy of doing anything to any of their enemies. What haven't you figured out yet? We've had people's businesses destroyed. We've had people in jail, serving jail now. All for what? For basically being of European heritage, practicing European values, and having a European state of mind. And all of this is a blasphemy to the barbaric hordes that call themselves chosen ones and who seek after their sky god, Talmudic, hate-filled GD. Now, I know people don't want to hear that. I know people want to think everything is great, fine, and dandy, and it's all wonderful. But it's not. And it has never been, and it will not be until you take a stand and push back against what we see as this now encroaching totalitarian system, which has its roots in Talmud, and it has its roots within the Judaicized system that is now becoming part and parcel and controlled by the Jewish people in America. Whether you like it or not, that's where we're at today. And the Bannons of the world are not going to tell you that, but it's true. The Roger Stoneses aren't going to tell you that, but it's true. Some of your forward conservatives aren't going to tell you that, but it's true. We're always ahead of the curve. We're ahead of the curve on this one, and we are correct. You can bank on it. You can bank on it. It's clear as day to anybody that sees what's happening in Europe, in the UK, in America, in Canada. It's all the same. Open your eyes. Stop being a Nazi and see what's going on. It's the Veg inside the iLive Primetime, back after this. Alright everybody, welcome back. It's the Veg inside the iLive Primetime. Today's date is what? June 3rd. Wow, I'm getting old, guys. I'm getting old. Those of you who follow along, you know what I'm talking about. But nonetheless, it's June 3rd, 2021. It's hot here again. I've got everything shut. I do have one air conditioner running back in the kitchen, and I've got everything shut, so hopefully a little bit of that cool air will come into here, but right now I'm actually sweating. Wow, I'm actually sweating. It's hot in here. Don't know how hot it is, but it's warm. I found like one place in the house that's like kind of cool. It's like a center section, like a tiny little hallway that goes from the front room, a living room, and the kitchen dining area. There's this little hallway, and that little tiny section there is actually pretty cool. I'm like, maybe I just move a mattress inside there and I'll sleep inside there. But anyways, guys, welcome. What can I say? It's a very interesting week for me, mainly because of what's happening in the United States on the COVID-19 front with Dr. Tony Fauci. Of course, huge news. The guy is falling like a rock. He's a criminal. I mean, Tony Fauci, as you know, the head of the NIAID, he's a criminal. And he should be arrested, quite frankly, tried for treason, shot, without a doubt, based on what we know about this guy. He basically probably is the grandfather of this COVID thing. But we're learning now from all these various emails many new things. For instance, when you go back to the start of the COVID-19 thing, you know, by early February, you had U.S. scientists studying this thing. They're saying, hey, look, what we're finding is this isn't natural. It's not natural at all. That, of course, then mirrored what information was found in India and then supported also in Australia going all the way back to December, early January. And, of course, all of this information was taken down by peer pressure, scientific peer pressure, etc. So everybody was retracting their original scientific documents because just peer pressure. Well, now we're looking at, we know with the release of the emails, Fauci was told that this didn't look natural going all the way back to February 2020. So again, he lied. This guy lied. He lied to the American people. He knew himself by his own knowledge, for instance, that hydroxychloroquine worked. And yet he then denied it. Other people were telling him that, hey, hydroxychloroquine works. And they never accepted. In fact, they went through this long rigmarole of, oh, you know, I just discourage it till we do more testing on it. And, you know, once we do the testing, maybe we can know, but I would not recommend you try it. Well, hell, where's your testing on the vaccine? See what I mean? There's no testing. Where's your testing, dude? Why the double standard? One will kill people. The other one is perfectly safe. So why are you killing people? Because that's exactly what they're doing. Mm-hmm. Pfizer, Moderna, J&J, Johnson & Johnson. They're killing people. AstraZeneca. There a story came out of a woman, I think, in Missouri. She took the Moderna or the Johnson & Johnson. Which one? I'm not sure. Why she took it, who knows? Peer pressure, whatever. And obviously, as you know, in America, there's a ton of peer pressure to get people to take these poisons. And so she took it. She ended up having, get this, $1 million worth of medical bills because essentially her organs began failing. All of her organs failed. Now we've got the idea of the magnetized people expanding. We've got video now coming out of hospitals, multiple shots coming out of hospitals where women are showing that they're magnetized. One woman in a hospital, she's just literally sticking magnets all over her body and saying, okay, I know this isn't normal. It's like, duh. And the nurses there go, well, it's okay, honey. It's okay, sweetie. It's like, I'd be like, what the hell did you do to me? What the hell did you people in the medical industry do to me? I'd be so angry if something like that happened to me. I'd be after every single one of those freaking doctors in that hospital. I'd be saying, what the hell are you doing to people? Not just, oh, it doesn't look normal. Yeah, she's sticking magnets on her forehead. She's sticking magnets on her shoulders, on her upper chest. She's just sticking magnets on her arms everywhere. Half an hour, they're just all sticking. This can't be normal. Obviously, it can't be normal, right? Duh. So what are they doing? What are they doing? Somehow, the only iron in your body, because the magnet's got to stick to iron, is the iron in your system. So somehow, that product is, I don't know, somehow taking the iron and moving it up towards the skin. And so you got to become an iron deficient somewhere, because it's all going to your skin, to where it can stick to your skin. Something's up. Who knows right now, right? It's too early to tell. But don't worry. Go get magnetized. Go take your own jab. It's all good for you. And I learned this week, my son took it. I'm like, what the hell did you do that for, dude? Seriously, it's like, what the hell did you do that for?
Well, if I travel, I want it to quarantine.
A quarantine, dude? Why would you want to sacrifice your life for something as simple as this? I'm like, come on, dude. I thought you were smarter than that. But I think because he worked for one of the major sports teams, they didn't make him do it, but he did it. You know what I mean? It's either you want to keep working here. But I'll tell you what, if something happens, he better file a claim against the sports team. It's insane what they're doing, this entire thing. But what we now know is COVID-19 was a big plan. And now let's talk about Trump. See, Trump, I see this as his big Achilles heel. And the one point, the one element where he seems, because I believe he's done a lot of great work behind the scenes. I actually believe that. I don't know. But I believe he has. Certainly, you would have been a hell of a lot better off than with a Biden today. This coup d'etat against the United States. But here nor there. The two things that are the problem with Trump is, number one, he truly believes that he saved 20, 30 million people. Oh, if I didn't do what I would have done, we would have had deaths like the 1918. No, dude, you never would have had that. See, he's delusional here. Somebody got to his everybody's got a little narcissist in them, and somebody got to him on this point. They've got him truly believing that, gee, if I didn't do what I would have done, we would have had 10 million, 20 million, 30 million, maybe 50 million deaths. Oh, I'm such a hero. And it's all BS. It never would have happened. Never would have gone down that way. Never, ever would have happened. I got the ventilators out. Video coming out today that hundreds of ventilators were found in a landfill being basically crushed and bulldozed under inside the landfill. Hundreds of them. How much did that cost the U.S. taxpayer? And I thought, by the way, that if you have a government asset, you're not supposed to throw it away. You're supposed to auction it all off. Again, criminality inside the governments are rampant. Criminality inside the government is rampant. OSHA, in the chat room, hi, George. OSHA is the Occupational Safety and Health Administration. They basically are the regulatory agency that monitors workplaces. So if somebody is injured at a job site, OSHA would be the regulatory agency that would handle that. So if an employer demands and forces you to take a COVID-19 jab, an mRNA stab, and you get damaged, well, that would fall under a workers' compensation claim because your company basically demanded it, you did it, and so therefore the company then becomes liable for that. So that's one way you can go after this. But back to Trump. By the way, the chat room, it's doing better than normal. We got some characters there. Blackbird9, of course, from Blackbird9's Breakfast Club is still there. And, oh, there's an update, May 24. That's not good. OSHA has changed its policy and now says that employers will not be held liable for workers' vaccine agency. OSHA does not wish to have any appearance of discouraging workers from receiving COVID-19 vaccination, does not wish to disincentivize employers' vaccination efforts. So essentially, your last regulatory agency that was protecting you has folded. That's what it looks like. So people, you're just going to have to do like me and quit. You know, no choice, unless you want to take this thing. And I know I'm not going to, so I'm going to be quitting. For sure. I will not allow them to genetically modify me. You know, vaccines have been very big here, by the way. In Saudi, within my office, three people were vaccinated this week, and I'm like, stay away from me. And then I thought of another interesting about how these vaccines work. Now, if you know genetic modified foods, right? You know they slowly kill you. You eat a little bit, and then after 10, 20 years, you start to develop problems. And all of a sudden, you're now sick. You got cancers. You got this. You got that. And you're dying. And now you got to go get more pharmaceuticals, more drugs, etc., to keep yourself hopefully in some state of existence where you can enjoy some quality of life, etc. Well, what's going on inside of the vaccining or the mRNA injections, we do know for sure that the vaccine or the mRNA appears to shed. So what are they doing? They're basically all of the key areas where there are massive amounts of people coming and going, let's say tourist sites, hospitals, healthcare places, government offices, everywhere where you have a high density of people, the people that are manning, don't worry ladies, that's proper English, that are manning these positions, they are all being forced to become shedders. That means that if you are going to a country where all of the, let's say the tourist staff are quote unquote vaccinated, the truth of the matter is they become shed zones. So when you go into these locations with all these high vaccinated people, you're being shed on left and right. Now what they appear to be learning is that the virus itself isn't the problem. The problem are the spike proteins themselves, which means that essentially, and I'm going to assume that all of these Jewish agents who worked on it, they knew that, which means essentially the mRNA jabs, this mRNA genetic experiment, is creating the very disease, and you will not be able to fight it off over time. It's going to be impossible because you can never turn it off. Your immune system's going to crash. It can't keep doing it forever. So essentially, back to Trump. You know, first we're saying he truly believes that he saved millions of people. Look, I did this. I did the ventilators. Well, the ventilators, Trump, were a death sentence. So all you were doing was enabling more and more people to basically get killed. It's like, duh, dude. Then he mentions hydroxychloroquine. If you recall back in March or something, he mentions it. Fauci knew it existed and worked as early as 2005. He had his own paper on it. Then they're telling everybody, no, you can't use it because we need more studies. But you can go get vaccinated, to use that loose term now, and there's not a single study out there. You are the study. You are the study where one is going to kill you one day, sooner or later, and it's killed tens of thousands of people already. The hydroxychloroquine never would have hurt anybody. So it's really quite, I'm not sure, Zap. He says the shedding is a psyop. Anyways, I don't know, but it's all insane. The point here is that this entire racket has been criminal, but you take a Trump. He truly believes he's the savior of the world. Oh, look what I did. I just wasted hundreds of millions of dollars in tax money to build a bunch of ventilators that I'm now basically throwing away in landfills, which should be auctioned off, or maybe they're being dumped by the manufacturers for all I know. They got paid already. And then you've got this issue of the vaccines. And it's the key point. The whole point to this thing, as far as I can tell, was to get you to accept to accept either a voluntary jab or to accept the government mandating this thing into every single arm. There are people out there right now. What was I going to say here? There are people out there that actually want to see 100% of human population vaccinated. How stupid is that? If your experiment goes south, what happens? You know, I was trying to tell people here in Saudi, because there's a drive to get every single vaccine, every single Saudi vaccine. I'm saying, why would you do that? I'm just like, my jaw wants to drop every time I hear this stupidity, because it's insane. Oh, we need to protect the population. Now the Philippines is like, no, we need to go into protection mode. Then just serve up the hydroxychloroquine and the ivermectin and get on with it. Stop being afraid of this thing. I had the damn thing. Whatever it was, I couldn't breathe for, I don't know, really, for 16 hours it was really hard to breathe. All right, fine. Finish. Finish. Seriously, finish. Stop cowering in fear all the time. It's not for the government that be out there protecting you. What can the government do for me here equally? Fortunately, I didn't need a hospital, whatever. But what can they do? You're gonna get it, you're gonna get it. If there's something out there, that's what happens. You end up getting sick. No way around it. But the whole point here was the end game of the end game of the end game wasn't the 2020 election. That was part of the agenda. That was part of the plan. This was one of the agendas. We are going to use this thing to go ahead and stage a coup against the United States. But it wasn't just the United States. This was a global coup instituted through the health departments and health ministries around the world. It wasn't just the United States. The end game was to get the mRNA vaccines out and injected into the public. That was the end game. And Trump lost. He played right into their hands. And he's so stupid. He's like volunteering that Trump, they were working on this before you even knew about anything, okay? They were working on it. It was already in the planning stages. Gates knew about it. Soros knew about it. Everybody knew about it. So what really happened in this quote unquote, this war between the deep state, right? And the white hats. The white hats lost on this point because the end game was the vaccine. The end game was this injection. So what did the deep state do? Like any game, they sacrificed a lot of pieces along the way. They sacrificed Hollywood. They sacrificed their media assets. They sacrificed quite a lot. They sacrificed even a lot of exposure. But in the end, guess what? They got what they wanted, which is the injection of millions upon tens of millions of people with this mRNA genetic modification. That was the end game. Trump didn't save nothing. Trump didn't do anything but serve, unless he's in on it. And I know some of you out there believe Trump is in on it, which I don't believe he is, but perhaps he was. But nonetheless, the end result is Trump purely got punked here. He fell into their hands, he did their bidding, and he got the American people to go along with it. Trump lost, and he needs, if he's smart, and I trust he is, if Trump is smart, he would understand that the entire mRNA thing was the end game of this entire COVID-19 plandemic. That was and remains the end game, is to control the world through the use of genetic modification. And Trump did nothing to prevent that. He proudly boasts that I'm going to kill tens of millions of you people. And give me credit for that because I got it out faster than anybody else. No, Trump, it would have happened anyways. You were played. And you're going to kill millions upon millions of people over the next 2 years. Just so you can brag about how fast you got it out without any frickin' thinking whatsoever. That Fauci was playing you. Birx was playing you. The World Health Organization was playing you. Literally the entire deep state was playing Trump and everybody else, including us, to get this mRNA genetic thing into the market. Accept it. Now when you look around inside of the United States, I've always said the U.S. has to win. And in many parts of America, we are winning. Push back against the vaccine passports and all of this other crap that the people like Fauci and Gates and the World Health Organization and the UN and who knows what else wants to get instigated out there. But once you get outside the borders of the United States and you go to Europe, the Europeans, you can see by the health ministry decisions, they are agents and tools of this larger Bill Gates, Tony Fauci agenda to dominate and control the population. Guys, no matter how they cut their information, this was never really a seriously big deal. Did people die? Who knows? I assume so. Frankly, I assume so. I don't know. We do know that they lied. We do know everything about these guys is a fraud. We do know that they used fake statistics. Everything about this was a criminal fraud. There's a woman up in Canada, and her name is Bonnie Henry. And I believe, let me get this story so I don't have to guess. I'll try to pull it up. What she was saying quite some time ago in June, all the way back in June, this is the fraud of the PCR test. They put out an article that said that she admits false positives could overwhelm the system. Apparently she's in the medical industry. And she's part of the, maybe the BC Center for Disease Control or something like that. But they were saying, look, if we keep going with all this false positive crap, we could overwhelm the system just because of that. Now we'll understand from the Fauci emails that this asymptomatic spread was all just a bunch of bullshit. They just threw it out there just so that people would get afraid that, oh, I might be sick and I might spread this thing. It was all BS. And it was all passed along through all this faulty testing. So what we're looking at, guys, is a grand global criminal conspiracy housed within the global medical establishment. It is the one establishment that kills more people than any other establishment in the world. The medical industry is a mass murder machine. Keep that in mind. The medical industry is a mass murder machine. And this is especially true in our Western nations. Because remember, the Jewish people, they want you dead. They hate you because you exist. You are looking at a people that are raised up in a philosophy that says the Holocaust was real and it's gonna happen again, so you better get them before they get you. And you don't even know they're warring on you. But guess what? Now you should know. The COVID-19 scam, you should know. Start to look. Who's in charge of your medical boards? Who's in charge of these health departments? Who's making the decisions that cause people to die? Look, they claim there were 500,000 deaths because of COVID-19. The truth is it was about 25,000. But the other 475,000 died with comorbidities. They were denied treatment. The medical industry, the health departments made it illegal for them to use hydroxychloroquine. They made it illegal just so they can kill as many Americans as possible. This is the greatest mass murder that we have witnessed, and it's happening right before our very eyes. It makes the Jewish fairy tale of the Holocaust look like a fairy tale that it is. We're witnessing it now. Now. So where are you? Where are you speaking about it? Where are you educated? I know a lot of you are, but it has to keep going. It's The Fetch, Inside the ILI Primetime, back after this. June 3rd, June 4th for me. It's just after 2 o'clock in the morning here locally here in Riyadh. Again, oh, it's a hot day. It's summer. It's going to always be hot here in Riyadh in summer. So nothing we really can do about that. It's just hot. So just deal with it. Anyways, 111 degrees today was the high. And we're sitting at about 88 degrees now. So it's just kind of a hot day. I hear one day next week, I think Monday, the low is going to be 90. Sometimes we get lows like 92, 93, something like that. So anyways, if you're following just the main, not even mainstream, Tucker Carlson, people like that, you see quite a lot out there as far as what's going on with the Fauci emails. You can probably get a lot of information just by following along, but just to kind of the short of it, you know, Fauci was told as early as, again, February that this looks like it is fake. not fake, but it looks like it's manufactured. He was told about the hydroxychloroquine. He admitted on numerous occasions that masks did not work. He advised many, many people to stop wearing their masks. Again, all of this that we saw going on was just Fauci being a sleazy front man for a criminal organization that really was behind the COVID-19. And I want to reiterate, when it comes to the end result of this COVID-19 operation, Trump lost. The whole point was to get the vaccines into people's arms. That was the point. That was the end game. Trump fell right into their hot hands. And yet he's still out there pushing the idea that I saved millions. No, Trump, you didn't save anybody. Two, it would have taken years to get the vaccine out. We would have been better off taking years, quite frankly. Or you should have put something out there that wasn't lethal. You should have just put something out there that was a placebo just to get people to believe it worked. But not go out and kill people. Now you've got a big vaccine guy, researcher. Obviously, these guys are the virologists. They want to inject as much as they can into you. They're saying that essentially the spike proteins are what are killing people. And he's saying, hey, look, we need to stop this. We have made a huge mistake. We need to stop what we are doing. This is a Dr. Byram W. Bridle. He's a PhD, says that he and several colleagues gained access to a first of its kind biodistribution study out of Japan showing that even when injected in muscle tissue in the arm, the mRNA injections from Moderna and Pfizer BioNTech cause the production of spike proteins that more often than not get into the bloodstream and cause deadly blood clots, heart and brain damage, as well as infertility. Carrying on, the spike protein on its own is almost entirely responsible for the damage to the cardiovascular system, Bridle warned during a recent radio interview. So again, that is a case where we have the cure being far worse than the disease. And that was the end game. And Trump wants to brag about how I got the vaccine out to you faster than anybody could have. Trump, that was their plan all along anyways. You basically helped them, and now you're going to help everybody kill off tens of millions of people. Hopefully for you, more liberals get killed than the good conservative people out there that actually know what's going on. Hopefully you can take out 70, 80, 90% of your Jewish population if you think it's so great. Make sure 100% of your frickin' Jewish population are vaccinated. And then when Jews fly from Israel to us, make sure you have them vaccinated again. Because the truth of the matter is, it's all criminal. Nobody, even your worst enemy, theoretically, you know what I mean? Nobody should have been actually hit with this thing. Nobody. Let's go out to the phones. By the way, phones are 323-275-1314. That's 1-323-275-1314. Let's see. It looks like Art in St. Louis. Hi, welcome to Inside the Eye Live. Primetime, that is.
Hey, Fetch.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, you know, do you think that these guys really believe that this is the best solution for overpopulation? I mean, do you think they might really believe that this is the only way to handle the overpopulation thing? What do you think about that?
No, I think this is the Rockefeller plan put out in 2009, quite frankly. By doing the vaccinations, we can get the governments to pay us so we can kill people and get profit from it. And that's all this is. They're profiting off.
You know, just take a look at black families. They're all having 6, 8 kids. You know, it's costing a hell of a lot of money. You know, they're all getting tons of food stamps and tons of money for their kids and all. No. You know, and so the money is a big problem. You know, so they're running out of money, and they're just printing money, and.
I hear there's runs on banks, you know, in America. Is that true?
I'm sorry, you say again?
Yeah, I hear that there's been some runs on some banks, like in Nevada. Is that true?
That I don't know.
Okay. Yeah, I've heard that. I didn't go live with it because I haven't been able to verify it, but okay.
They announced on Frank's speech last night that the shot makes you sterile. Have you heard that?
Yes, I have. Yeah, basically that it, one of the ways that they want to reduce population, they want to shut down human reproduction for one, two generations, perhaps three generations.
So this shot is purposely sterilizing people too. I mean, that is just really fucked up.
You gotta watch your language, but yes.
When young kids find out about that, two kids want to get married, and they both got the shot, you know, what are their chances of having kids now?
Yeah, and zero? This is just the wrong way to go about it. Obviously, this is criminal. Again, that's not your business, dude. That's not your business. How about you shut the borders? Insane. Really, if you want to have population control, shut your borders. Stop all aid to Africa. Say, take care of yourself. You've got plenty of fertile land down there. Yeah, and then you guys, we know you like to kill people through basically starvation anyways. Why don't you go ahead and just shut our borders down? The reality is, Art, they're going after the European populations. 117 countries out there.
They really want to kill, right. It's because Jews are in charge and Jews want to kill people. I mean, Jews are murderers. Let's face it. This is a murdering plan. It's a genocide plan. It's a democratic plan. If you really want to, you know, they don't know what to do other than let's just let China take over. Hell, we're all old in the Congress and shit. Well, they're all old and shit. What do we care? Yeah, let China take over. You know, I don't know. They're just insane, man.
Yeah, we are dealing with an
insane. But I like your rant. But I just wanted to throw that in.
All right, great. Thanks so much.
And what I heard and stuff and what I thought. So anyway, let you get back to it.
All right, thanks so much. That's Art, everybody out in out in St. Louis area. Again, if you'd like to call into the show, 323-275-1314. That's 1-323-275-1314. Love to have you call in, of course, and contribute to what you'd like. You know, back on the Trump issue, by the way, and Art brought up a really good point. Trump lost. People need to understand that and get that word out. When it comes to the vaccines, they're nothing to be proud of. You could have easily put something out that was safe. That's not what you did. You allowed pharmaceutical companies to put something out that is exceptionally dangerous and harmful to the people. And as a builder, that is just something we should not be doing, period. We should let nature take its course, but we should not be interjecting. Again, you can allow nature to take its course, but you do not interject. And that's the issue here. Going back to Trump now, the end game was the vaccine. The end game was the mRNA. But what's the final step of Trump's Achilles heel and why he loses on this point? He's surrounded by Jews. Do you understand that? Do people grasp that when it came time to release this, he went to his circle of Jewish friends? Moderna, Pfizer, AstraZeneca, they're all Jews, which means essentially this is a Zionist Trump utilizing supremacist Jewish companies to mass murder Europeans. Isn't that wonderful? And Trump wants to go out to all of these rallies and say, I did the best, I got it out there. No, Trump, what you did is you allowed a bunch of supremacist Jews that hate Europeans, and you're allowing these people to kill off a certain percentage of your base. And you're supposed to expect your base to cheer you in roaring accolades about how great you are. When it comes to this issue, I expect MAGA people to let Trump know you are not happy, to make sure you boo him when he starts to go back on his tours, make sure you call in and say, why did Trump allow this to happen? A lot of people are saying, you know what, you've heard the phrases if you're out there, you know, Trump countered everything with the vaccine. He countered it with the vaccine. Otherwise, we'd still be in lockdown. Maybe that's true. I'm not sure, but I want to see more evidence. You could have done something that doesn't go kill people. Duh. What's the point of putting something out and you're killing more people and you will probably kill tens of times more people, at least many multiples of times more people, with your Jewish vaccine, your little Frankenstein mRNA injection, than would have died through the actual just natural course of this bioweapon that Bill Gates, Tony Fauci, the World Health Organization, apparently ceased the Chinese Communist Party, all were involved in. The fact of the matter is, guys, we are staring at a global thing. The American people are bombarded with, at least on my social media accounts, they're bombarded with China, 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 China. If you go to a Steve Bannon, it's all about the CCP. If you go to just any of the various feeds, Red State or something or other, the Gateway Pundit, all these other major periodicals that would appeal to MAGA side, it's all about China, 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 China. But not a word is being said about Jews, Jews, Jews. There's two phases to this coin. The phase of the virus itself, or the prion, I'm hearing it could be a prion bioweapon. That is only half of the phase. The other phase are the injections. It's a dual weapon. Anybody that is backing and supporting the injection of this mRNA is part of the phase itself. It's one giant operation. The vaccine, the mRNA injection, is not separated from the release of this bioweapon to begin with. They're one and the same operation. It was always intended to be that way. It wasn't just stealing the U.S. election. The U.S. election was just part of a larger global takeover, which was instituted through the corruption of the global medical industry. And it's just taking over the U.S. as part of it. They've already got the rest of the globe, essentially. They shut down the world over basically what? And they kept it shut down. They could have started immediately putting out the ivermectin, the hydroxychloroquine, brought all of this stuff under control very, very fast. But no, everybody stopped it precisely for what? The end game was the vaccine. It wasn't the election. The election, again, was just part of the global takeover. And obviously, you would want the United States. Now, I think they're going to lose the United States. And that's great. We should fight. But we have to go after the Faucis, the Gates, the CDC, the FDA, all the different health ministries and boards and departments inside of our country. They all have to be taken down without prejudice. Every single dang one of them. And then we set our sights on the countries outside of our borders. If you are a part of this agenda, and we start tracking that you're part of the agenda, we at least have you served, arrested, and brought back and served. Do something. I don't care. It's at this stage, who cares? The law is basically the jungle anyways. I know there's law of war and things like that. I get all that, and people want to follow these laws and stuff. But one thing I have always said internally, I don't say too much on air, is that certain areas out there, you can identify what I call a linchpin, a dreidel point. And if you take that thing out, it's like a whole big thing. It's like a bomb. Everything around it blows up. And Fauci is one of these guys. He's exposed now. He's in the open. He's been caught lying. He's been misleading the American public. He willfully allowed people to die. For what? To get the vaccine out. It wasn't the election, it was the vaccine. So thank you, Trump. You basically got played. He got played, guys. Leave it at that. Stop trying to make this out. I'm the greatest guy. I saved tens of millions. No, you didn't save. I heard that a speech from him, statements just this week. I'm like, dude, at this stage, shut the hell up. You got played. Grow up. You might be a really smart guy. You know what I mean? And I trust he is. I really do. And I like a lot of what he's done. But when you make a mistake, admit the damn mistake and go fix it. Trump's out there saying, oh, well, Fauci, now that I see the emails, what did Fauci know? Well, where were your intelligence services? Why was the State Department shutting all the investigations down? Where was your CIA? Where was your FBI? See, Trump, you had some years. What did you do to change the infrastructure of the internal intelligence agencies? Nothing. What was one of the first things George Bush did after 2000, the attack on the World Trade Center? The first thing he did was restructure the intelligence agencies. Why didn't you do that? Instead of sitting by and just letting all this stuff go by. Now, maybe you don't have the personnel. I understand that. Maybe you don't have the personnel. But you know what the American people should be calling for? Seriously. Just defund the FBI. Just defund it. Just don't pay anything. Take it out. You know, they did that in Texas. I think Governor Abbott in Texas, some of the Democrats walked out on a particular, you know, bill that was supposed to be debated and passed or whatever, or voted on, and all the Democrats walked out so they wouldn't have to take responsibility. And Abbott said, all right, fine, I'm going to cancel the part that pays your salary so that you're not going to get paid. If you're going to walk off the job, no need to pay you. Well, since the FBI doesn't do their job, why are we paying them? Why is anybody paying the FBI? Just stop paying the agency. Just stop paying it. There's no point. All they do is cover up, cover up, cover up, cover up. Just crash it. We'll rebuild it. Same thing with the CIA. Just crash it and rebuild it. I know they're big organizations. It's not easy, but guess what? It is easy. You just defund it. They get all their funding from Congress. If you control Congress, guess what? You can defund it. And you have to think that way. You really have to start thinking that way. Start thinking big. Somebody's already making these decisions at the senior level. So, okay, fine. Cut your teeth at the local school board. Cut your teeth in local politics. That's not for everybody. I get that. But you can isolate and identify and encourage and mentor and get people to work. It's not easy. It's corrupt as hell. It's dirty. But guess what? Do you want what you have today? A bunch of morons running your country? A bunch of morons making decisions? Shutting everything down? Now you've got what? Fuel, everything is like fuel is at this price and wood is at this price and lumber is at that price and it's like all 3-4 times. For what? You go around the world, we don't have these problems anywhere else but in America. Everything here is stable. For now. Why is America such a basket case? Because the American people are getting played. The American people play too nice. That's the problem. The American people are too nice. Now, maybe they want to do it, let's say, through all these audits. Okay, fine. I'm all for the audits. I think 100% of America should be audited in the election systems. 100% so we understand the problem. But even if you find all this stuff, what are you going to do? That's the next step. Okay, fine. What's the plan? You're going to go to before a court and the judge who is there through illegal means also is going to somehow argue in your favor and say, yeah, he's going to decide in your favor? No, because he's part of the problem. He was elected there because of the fraud of the same system you're trying to overthrow. So you're not going to get a hearing. There was over 60 some odd post-election hearings or cases brought and every single judge says, I'm not interested. That tells you how deep this murderous deep state really is. It's so deep, you have no idea. But there are still more numbers than you understand equally that can combat this. There are people working on the deep side, the shadow side, and then there's the political side. We have never had, to be honest with you, in my lifetime, certainly in my past 25 years where I got started to get active, we have never had a situation where we have this much mass, critical mass politically. I've never seen it. Trump did a fantastic job creating the critical mass. 100% fantastic job. The final step now is they're going after critical woke culture and all this stuff. This is starting to be pushed back. It all has to be. The LGBT tyrants have to be pushed back upon. But ultimately, where's it going to go? It has to go back to the pyramid, the eye of the pyramid. This is Talmudic, Kabbalistic Judaism. This is where the very central core is. It's Satan worshiping, child sacrifice, pedophilia, all the things that Q talks about if you're a big Q follower. It has a name. And it's called Jew. It's called Jew. That's the name. And all of their demons, and you should view them as demons, who are out there calling you an anti-Semite. And calling you a racist and calling you all of these names. This is the ranting of a demon. A lower order evil entity that simply does not wish to grow up and see reality and truth for how it really is. I hear all these things. You had Lindsey Graham. Or I think it was Lindsey Graham. Was it Lindsey Graham? I think so. On Memorial Day, he's in Israel with Benjamin Netanyahu, holding up a sign, more money for Israel. On Memorial Day. U.S. Memorial Day, more money for Israel. See, that's where the problem is. The global digital spy network is twofold. Israel. Primary, China too. But don't think the U.S. isn't really good at it. Of course they are. We're somehow, as white Europeans, we wouldn't know how to do that. Of course we're good at this. The main problem, folks, is going to be, whether you like it or not, dealing with this monstrosity that is headquartered in Jerusalem. All right, let's move on to something lighter. Do you like to hug your grandparents, folks? Do you like to, like, you know, just kind of like hug the kids or something like that? Well, guess what? You're going to want to go up to Canada. Because in Canada, the province of Ontario has just said that you can hug your parent or your grandmother or your sister that's in a long-term care home, regardless of your vaccine status now. Isn't that nice of them? These frickin' morons are so petty. So micromanaging that they will tell you whether you can hug somebody or not. Do you realize how freaking insane these people are? They should be drilled out of our society. Seriously. They shouldn't even be a part of our world. Who are you to tell me I can't hug my mother? Or who are you to tell me I can't hug my aunt or my whoever is in this home, long-term home care facility? Who are you to tell me I can't give them a hug? Oh, you can have a brief hug. Who the hell are you? Why are you even bothering to think about that? Drives how idiotically small-minded these people are. So literally, in Ontario, you've had all these, and of course in America too, you couldn't even go in and see them. But in America, or in Ontario, they're going to ease these restrictions. Now, the government, it's not the government. Give us the frickin' names of the clueless, classless, small-minded morons behind this decision. And then drill them out of society. Literally drill them out of society. Make them persona non grata. Spit on it on their frickin' feet if you have to. Just miss their feet. You don't want to spit on their feet. But certainly spit in their path. Let them know what disgusting, uncivilized barbarians these low-class garbage people are. But they made an announcement this week. Starting late today, late Thursday morning, the lifting of public health measures to high vaccination rates and long-term care and an improvement in key public health indicators that beginning on June 9th, residents who have been fully immunized. See, once again, it's emotional terrorism. Emotional terrorism by big pharmaceutical companies. That is the result of Donald Trump rushing out the vaccine with all of his Jewish buddies And then now we got to listen to this BS about how unless you're immunized, you can't hug your grandma. Thanks, Trump. Nice job, dude. Why don't we go kiss the feet of your Jewish CEO some more? Will that help us? Because Trump, you got played or you're part of it. One or the other. But you're not a hero. Literally everywhere we turn now, all of your big pharmaceutical buddies are committing intellectual and emotional terrorism on people just to get them to take the product, and they don't even need it. They don't even need it. We have 100 million people in America that purportedly came down with the coronavirus. 100 million people, all right? If you have already gotten immunity from it, you don't need some stupid mRNA created by some moron Jew, excuse my language, who was responsible for mad cow's disease. How many of you are going to go take advice from a freaking idiot who created mad cow's disease? Think about it. Who would do that? Oh, because you're a Jew, I'm going to listen to you? First of all, you'd have to be a Jew to be so freaking stupid to begin with. Who does that? Oh, let me take all the brains and guts from cows and feed it back to the cows. Yeah, that's a freaking smart thing to do, you freaking moron. And that's Trump's buddy. And that's the guy pushing the vaccines. And now everywhere you look, the media, which you and I both know, hate Trump, right? They hate MAGA. They hate everything about America. They hate everything. They're all pushing the vaccine. Okay, Trump, do you get it? The end game was the vaccine, you idiot. That was the vaccine. You got played, dude. And that's what people have to start to get here. The vaccine is the end game, and it's certainly not there for your benefit. If you think that a Jewish company, and Jews only care about money, they don't care about the goyim, okay? They don't care about you. Grow up. These are corporations, okay? They're Jewish-run corporations. They're ruthless. They don't care about you. They care about making money. They want shekels. That's all these people care about. How many people die along the way? They don't care. In fact, they're happy. Deal with it. But if you want to go hug your mom, can you imagine? Some idiot sitting there telling you, oh, you can't hug your mom because you're not vaccinated. Get the hell out of my face. Think about it. The policy here in Canada, where both the resident and visitors are fully immunized, close physical contact, including hand-holding, can now take place safely. Well, it can take place safely anyways, you idiots. Again, these are a bunch of criminal Tony Fauci, Bill Gates agents pushing an organized global agenda to get the vaccine out and to get the vaccine into you. In the meantime, people are dying. 17-year-old kids are going down who take it. I've got people fully magnetized, people getting magnetized along their face, along their shoulders. The magnetization is spreading. Yeah, who puts out a vaccine? Seriously, who puts out a product that basically turns the human body into a giant magnet? Who does that? Seriously, who thinks this is normal? Who thinks that the companies and the inventors and the doctors and the scientists behind it should not be held responsible? Who thinks that they should not be hauled in front of us, the people, and asked, what the hell are you doing? Why all the silence? And then you know what? If you died and you had coronavirus 20 days before, but you died 3 weeks later, you died of coronavirus. But you can take the vaccine, die tomorrow, and it's not anything. Oh, it's just nothing. Again, the lies, the sleaze, the dishonesty of this whole operation highlights to all of us just how purely evil this agenda is. And this agenda starts directly with those who are benefiting. And guess what? It's Jewish people, guys. It's the elite of the Jewish society. And guess what? Do you think the elite of the Jewish society is going to hand their money to you, a goyim? Seriously, do you really think that? No. They're going to give that money to 200, 300, 400, 500, 50, whatever the number may be, Jewish NGOs who are going to do what? They're going to work overtime to take away your right to free speech. They're going to work overtime to flood your country with immigrants. They're going to work overtime to make sure that their politicians get into positions of power so that they rule over you. And that's how the game is played. That's how it's rigged. Seriously, that's how it works. Then, of course, you got all this foreign money you send overseas, and guess what? It all gets laundered back. We've now learned that very well and very clear now. The whole country's a mess, everybody. It's a mess. I don't know where to start. But right now, the end game is the vaccine. That must be pushed back on. It must be pushed back on. There's no choice. You cannot allow the entirety of humanity to be basically an experiment for four rich billionaire Jews. All right? Think about it. This money is benefiting. All of this carnage, all of this death, all of these maimed people, it's going to benefit essentially four super rich Jews. Is that how you want to have your world, where four super rich Jews get to decide for you where you can go out, what you can do tomorrow? And they're doing it through a medical establishment that's unelected with their media assets, all right? Their media assets that essentially tells you that you got to get it. You got to get the vaccine. You got to get the vaccine. Oh, enter a prize, get vaccinated, enter a prize, and maybe you can win $1 million. They'll never have to pay it out because you're going to be dead. Duh. It's really quite sinister what we are witnessing here today. I really don't know, but when I look at the whole thing, I see the end game was that the deep state, you know, literally this deep state, I don't know, just call it a deep state for anything else. They were willing to sacrifice a lot of their pieces. They lost again the media. It's gone for now. Maybe they can revive it. It's going to take some time. They lost their sporting franchises. They've lost even the trust in a lot of the medical establishment. They've lost a lot of that, but they control the medical establishment. They've sacrificed a lot of the faith in the political process. They may have even sacrificed their control over the voting system. That's a lot of pieces on the chessboard to sacrifice to checkmate Donald Trump and get the vaccines into the market. And that's how you should start thinking about this, guys, because I'm not wrong. I am not wrong. This was a checkmate. The vaccine was the checkmate, and Trump got played. You can look at Trump. I find him genuinely genuine, genuinely genuine. I look at him. He seems genuinely genuine. Maybe not. He's an actor, but I don't think so. This guy, he doesn't get it. He surrounds himself mainly with Jews. This is his problem. And everybody said it for a long time. You know, I'm not like, this is news here. This is not unknown. Because he surrounds himself with a bunch of Jewish people or Jews, you know, they're not Jewish. Ish means kind of sort of. They're just Jews, right? I don't know. Why do we say Jewish? Ish means like sort of. They're just Jews, right? That's proper English, I think. Jewish is kind of like fake. It sounds fake to me. It's like, why would we say it? Like, why do we say English? You know, why-ish? Anyways, those of you who know English-ish, you know what I mean. Why-ish? You know, they're sort of Jewish. They're sort of a Jew. They're sort of an Engel. I don't know. England. Englander. Why didn't we say Englander instead of English? Anyways. Fauci, it's going to be interesting now to see what happens over the next month. Obviously, in America, the COVID thing is falling apart faster than they can stick a fork in a rare steak. You know, it's just disappearing. Texas had absolutely zero COVID reported deaths, you know, zero. Most of the country is opening. I heard that the Dodgers are going to be, which is one of the sports stands, they're just going to go to full capacity. I don't know whether they're going to have a vaccinated section. Basically, if you are not vaccinated, if you're not, okay, it doesn't hurt to push the viral spreading of the vaccinated. It doesn't hurt to push that meme. At the end of the day, we don't know. Pfizer says it's true. Okay. If Pfizer says it's true, okay, take them for their word then. If their researchers say it's true, then okay, take them at their word and just say, hey, look, if you're vaccinated, you pose a health risk. We're sorry. You're not allowed to come in, to your establishments. Certainly in places like, major public outings, why not? Seriously, why not? Lobby to tell the Dodgers to stick all your vaccinated people in this section. Let the vaccinated people know that it's going to be a dual-edged sword here. You want to play hardball with the American people, we can play hardball back. In other words, you hold your ground, you fight back, you tell them if they have an attitude or a chip on their shoulder, you just push back. Because ultimately, you're going to have to wait this out 1 to 3 years, okay? 1 to 3 years before the carnage comes. And my take on it is they want to get as many people injected with this kill shot as they can before the deaths start to happen. They need to get as many people, because once it starts to happen, they would rather have 50% of the population really having problems than, let's say, 30%. And it's probably, just for an example, here it's estimated that 40% have not been vaccinated and probably will not get this mRNA injection. Around 40%. In America, they're saying well over 100 million. Well, why are you putting this, if that's true, why are you putting this into people that's already got immunity? In fact, you should not put this into anybody until you've tested for immunity. Then whatever else could be a problem. We need public hearings. Why are people becoming magnetized? Bring these medical professionals, these scientists in from Pfizer, say, what are you doing? Get right down to it. What are you doing? Why is this woman here magnetized? Bring a woman into Congress. Have her show, sit in front of that frickin' piece of crap, researcher, scientist for Pfizer, and let her say, what the hell did you do to me? You ought to die today for harming me like this. You ought to be hung today. Seriously. For crimes against humanity. We ought to just take you now. Obviously what you did is wrong. Nobody gets magnetized. We're not supposed to be walking magneto men and women. Whatever you did it willfully and criminally, and we don't care. Just hang them. We don't care. Hang them. They are enemies of humanity. They are playing with nature. They are playing God themselves. What could go wrong? Some stupid, brain dead moron, basically, when you look at the universe. Some total flake moron sitting in a lab somewhere saying, let me concoct something up that'll kill people in 2 years. Oh yeah. And let's magnetize them so we can track them at the same time. Who knows why they're magnetizing people? But they are. Who knows? Do you have any idea? Because I sure don't have any idea. I really don't. Why would you do that? Is it to track? Is it because you're an idiot? You don't know what you're doing? You've unleashed something and you didn't know? I mean, I don't know. So let's get the answers. That's what I'm saying. Let's get the answers. Call in Pfizer's people and say, sit down. Put them under oath. What are you doing? And make sure you bring in 2-3 witnesses coming in that are magnetized. Why? In other words, take this to them. Take the fight to them. There is no reason why the people within Pfizer should not be mass arrested if they are guilty of crimes against humanity. This idea that some flake politician that you didn't vote for, that is there because of essential fraud, essentially as part of a coup d'etat, they're just giving everybody, oh, you get liability protection. Why is liability protection only granted to the pharmaceutical industry? Have you ever asked yourself that? Why? End it. End it. Make it a demand. End a pharmaceutical product liability. And guess what? This whole problem goes away. End it. In fact, we should hold the CEOs and the board personally responsible if this becomes a mass or a genocidal or a mass murder event. If you bring anything to market that causes any more than 15 deaths, in the country. You're guilty of mass murder. You're going to be held personally responsible for the deaths of these 15 people. Personally. Do you think you're going to have these people now going out, injecting all this stuff? And another thing is something we would call good faith. If you're going to give a pharmaceutical company this emergency use authority to use something, you would expect in good faith that you weren't creating a product that was designed to kill people. We would expect you to do something that was there to help people, not kill people. So you basically violated the entire trust. Since you violated our trust, we're going to go ahead and we're going to violate the trust you had in us, and we're going to try you anyways. And let them hang first and then let their heirs come after us later. I mean, at the end of the day, why not? They just killed tens of thousands of people. Duh. All right? Tens of thousands. Mass murder. This is industrial murder. And it's not over yet. Because if you have a compound that is spreading through some individuals, that's causing their entire body to become magnetized, what could go wrong? And I would want to call Bora, the famed inventor of mad cow's disease, this wonderful egalitarian Jew. I would want him before Congress so we can ask him questions. Did you know you were going to kill tens of thousands of people, sir? Was it your intent to kill tens of thousands of people? When you accepted the fact that you had a product liability, did you use that to create a formula through which Pfizer would kill tens of thousands of people? Was this the end game, Mr. Bora, to kill 10,000 goyim? And I would ask that question, and I would listen to the people start screaming at me, because I don't care. Because I see eye to evil, and I despise it. These people are absolutely sick, whacked out individuals. They have no compassion, they have no empathy, they have no soul, they don't care. All it is about living their life today, having a great time on this earth, because they know there ain't nothing for them when they're done. So they might as well do whatever they want here. Little babies, yeah, great, I'm a Jew, okay, great. Pedophilia, it's okay, man. There's no life after death for me. I'm happy. Bring me 5 5-year-olds. Yes, sir. Oy vey. All right? Within their circles, it really is this sinister. I don't ever really want to hear, seriously, another speech about Trump. A little, I don't want to hear him talking about how he saved millions of people. If I didn't do what I have done, what you did was opened up the gates to hell. Live up to it. Own it. Stop trying to act like somehow you're some savior on a white horse. On this one, dude, they sacrificed so much and they still got what they wanted. Whether the Trump people and Trump likes it or not, these people got what they wanted. Now we see, perhaps, a counteroffensive against it with the Fauci people going after Fauci. I would hope so, because I'm not the only one who knows what I'm knowing and I'm speaking about, guys. I'm not like some, I don't even have all the facts. There's a lot of good people with really good information. When you combine it, a heck of a lot smarter than me. But I see the picture. I'm very clear on how it went down. And we've been right the whole time. A lot of us were right, from the Alex Joneses to other people, who knows. Everybody that was honest about this knew in January or February that where we are today was a criminal conspiracy that was released back in January. A lot of us felt it had to do with just the election. No, because the election is done. And what do we hear? Step right up. Get vaccinated. Enter to win a $50 million prize to the next 15 lucky people. Step right up. Get a free hamburger. Yeah. Take this vaccine and you can get a free beer at my joint. Take this vaccine. You get 15% discount or 20% discount to Disneyland. Take this thing and you can get a free who knows what else. Yep. Get free hotel room for two nights. Just get vaccinated. The end game was the vaccine, folks. That's why they're still pushing it. That is the end game. I have never seen such an overtly aggressive marketing campaign to get people injected with an experimental product that is essentially pointless, because COVID is not going to kill you. Whatever this thing is, the hydroxychloroquine and the ivermectin works. Drys in India, they've seen their cases drop 30% in a couple weeks once they started getting the ivermectin back into the market. They took it off for what? Injecting people with Pfizer. But they know better. They're one of the few countries to kick Bill Gates out of their country. And why is Bill Gates even involved in all of this? Is he some type of doctor or something? Is he some type of scientist? No, he's just a venture capital guy. He invests in all this stuff. And he even says, look, vaccines, I make 20 times my investment. I love this business. So it's all a bunch of fraud. And why is an American organization like the National Institute of National Infections and Allergies, NIAID, what is that? I forget what it is, NIAID. I know it's Allergies and Infectious Diseases. National Institute of Allergies and Infectious Diseases. There it is. Why are they funding, why is Bill Gates allowed to fund a U.S. government organization? Why does Tony Fauci own patents on vaccines? And yet all he talks about are vaccines, vaccines, vaccines. Why is the CDC essentially a vaccine company? Why is the FDA filled with nothing but industry people? Again, corruption. What has to happen to the FDA? Totally defunded. It needs to be cleaned house. You know, there's something in the business called stakeholders. It has to be good for all the stakeholders. And it's true. Everything should be good for the stakeholders. Stakeholders are who? In this case, you would have, for the COVID vaccine, the Pfizer death shots, kill shots, and Moderna kill shots, and the AstraZeneca kill shots, and the J&J kill shots. Those people are stakeholders. FDA is a stakeholder. CDC is a stakeholder. The governments across the country are stakeholders. But guess who's never mentioned? The people. The people are stakeholders. But guess who else are stakeholders? Alternative therapy people. They're stakeholders. They're never invited. People who have other solutions. The doctors, they're stakeholders, but they're never invited to speak. We have witnessed over the past year one of the greatest criminal operations and cover-ups in history. Right before our very eyes. 9/11 was a big one. Yes, it was. But this one is global. It is absolutely global, and it has infected nearly every single health ministry across the world. Aside from a couple African nations, this is basically a global conspiracy. And it's all bought and paid for with what? Shekels, money. Folks, a lot of countries, you probably don't understand, but a lot of countries, their salaries might be $300, $500 a month from the government. Might be. So for a Bill Gates to come in and buy you off, do you really think it costs him a lot of money when he's going to make this all back on the back end? Do you really think so? And it doesn't take much money, folks, to buy this whole operation. It really doesn't. You might think it does. It does not. Travel the world. Understand. $300. Maybe the top guy's making $1,500, $2,000 a month. Some of the top people in whatever health ministry out there, they're not rich. They're public servants. But they're also corruptible because everybody wants something nice. Everybody wants the iPhone. Everybody wants to drive the nice car. Everybody wants nice clothes. Everybody wants to buy a nice ring for their wife, whatever the case may be. So it's not hard to pay these people off. And it's not even that expensive. It's corruption on an industrial scale equally. So moving forward, what I really have to say about tonight is focus a bit on the vaccine itself as being the end game. This is my advice. It is the end game. It didn't stop with the election. It's now being pushed at a frantic pace or a frenetic pace. It is the end game. Getting as many people injected with this toxic system, because it's a system, it's an mRNA, that's the end game. When Trump wants to talk about how I, no, Trump, you didn't do jack. You basically got played. Wake the frick up. Stop hanging out with all your Jewish buddies and enriching them. Listen, on this issue, Trump is a huge problem. A huge problem. In fact, he's a liability. As far as the entire operation of MAGA, no, this is something that all of us can use to our benefit. It is basically a nationalist infrastructure politically. To think that you're going to create something by yourself, no, come on. It ain't going to happen. Be very, very difficult. All right? It's not easy. But it can be played. I'm not saying played in a bad way. The game can be played in such a way that the MAGA people can be at least made more aware. And the ultimate thing that people need to become aware with is the fact that the mRNAs, the very thing that Trump says, I pushed it and it's one of my most proudest things, was the one thing he got basically walked into the deep state's hands. He gave them what they wanted. Now, are people waking up? Certainly. Can people do anything about it? Certainly they can. Every time you can do something, I am not a defeatist, guys. Seriously, I'm not a defeatist. I don't give up. If I see that something can be won, I go. Because essentially, it's just them against you. It's somebody else's will against yours. So if you're willing to sit back and just give in so easily, guess what? Then you're always going to be pushed around. You have to get out and fight. You have to get out and move. There's no other way around it. You can't just sit back. The end game was the vaccine, folks.